Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Amen. Amen. How many of you know that when he wants us to seek his face, he's not talking about a face. How do you recognize people of who they are? Face. With face. So the thing is that he's wanting us to recognize who he is and be complete in who he is. Does that make sense? So when we say, show me your face, show me more of who you are. Because I want to become like you. So that's the reason we need to, it's not like a natural thing. It is a very spiritual encounter with God to be able to seek everything about him, who he is, his identity, his character, his nature, everything about him, to seek who he is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, praise team. That was very good today. I enjoyed that. Enjoyed that. Before I get into the message, I want to say that there came a word about people are struggling with being down, with the gloom, despair, and agony on me. The depression, the downward spiral. Is there anybody that you just need an uplifting? You need to be lifted up today. I want you to stand to your feet. You need to be lifted up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Keep standing. Okay, great. That's great. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being open. So here's the thing about it. When a word comes forth and we act upon it, the very results that he designed for that word to come forth becomes yours. The very fruit of the prophetic word, the very fruit of the word, word of knowledge comes forth. The very thing that he designed now becomes yours. Do you agree with that? So the very first song, what was said? In Jesus' name. So stand up again. If you're not, stand up again. And this is a part of the body ministry. I want somebody close to these people to lay your hand. If you'd raised your hand, I want somebody else to lay hands and say, in Jesus' name, be lifted up. In Jesus' name, be lifted up. In Jesus' name, be encouraged. In Jesus' name, we sang what? There is what? Where? In Jesus' name. Use Jesus' name over them right now. Speak Jesus over them right now. Amen. 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 Uplifting. There's another word that came this morning that said it was thin. It's thin between heaven and earth right now. It's very thin, not thick, but it's thin between them. That tells me that it won't be long. It's kind of wicked. You know, we don't need to be like people. Listen, we don't need to be like people on our way to heaven. We need to be like people that just got back from heaven. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, that we encountered heaven. And we're here to be able to tell you who he is, what he's like, and what heaven's like, and where we're going, where it's like. And we don't need to be a people that said, well, we're just going on our way to heaven. No, well, we know we're on our way to heaven, and sometimes we don't even look like that. Say, oh me. Oh me, sometimes we don't look like that. But we need to be a people that came back from heaven. Thy kingdom come. thy will be done. See, we need to be people that looks like, man, he spent a lot like the disciples. He spent time with God. You catch that? All right, before I get into it, I want to say welcome back, Michael Hendricks and family. We've been missing y'all. They've been gone for about 3 weeks. So good to have you back, you and the kids. And next time you go on vacation, me and Brenda's ready. So now I'm messing with you. And I also want to say a great big thank you. I don't think one's here, but I want to say congratulations to Mike Deck and Roland Rogers. They retired. And now let me tell you, what that means is they don't have a job. They don't have a job outside of home to go to. They still got work to do, right? Is that right, Robin? All right. But you begin to see that. But we want to say thank you both. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Congratulations. Roland Rogers, he retired from, matter of fact, he retired in April, I think, out of the Army. And so he told me, he said, I saw him a few weeks ago, and he told me, I said, what's going on? He said, no, with the military. He said, no, I'm retired from the military now. He said, I'm just a regular citizen. And I said, you've always been a regular citizen, but you'll never stop being a soldier. He said, that is the truth. You know, so he'll always be a soldier as well. All right, let's get into something today that I want to talk to you about. Our revelation needs to expand from religious tradition and religious norms. That's just a religious tradition or a religion. Our revelation of who he is, who we are, needs to expand way beyond that. It needs to be expanded and increased into a deeper walk. Everybody say deeper walk. A deeper walk with God, a deeper walk into God. And my desire is to have every one of you to have a dynamic relationship, dynamic and intimate relationship with God. Not a mediocre relationship with God, not one that is just so-so. Not one that's that way, but one that is on fire, that we have a baptism from Jesus with fire. Passion. Be passionate about being a Christian. Be passionate about who you are. Be passionate about what he's given you to do. Have you ever seen somebody that was passionate about their job? They did everything they could to make that job successful. They did everything they could to make whatever it is happen to an excellent quality. Or somebody else who just says they're what the Bible calls a hireling. They're just there for the money. You got me? They're there. They're just there for them. They're really not there for the company. They're not there for... See, are you here? Are you here for you? Or are you here for Jesus? See, we're here for Jesus. We're the body of Christ. Everybody say that. We are the body of Christ. You know, we are the body of Christ, and we need to celebrate that. But we need to, in order for our revelation to expand beyond a religious nature, we have to do some things. We have to study, we have to research, we have to explore, and we have to discover. And I hopefully today that we'll discover something, some things today that is going to bring us to a place of an intimate, fruitful, dynamic relationship in him. Somebody may ask that, why'd you take his watch off? It don't mean a thing. So Somebody says, well, so we can see what time it is. It don't mean nothing. You know, no, I really want to make sure that I don't lose track of time, because I feel from him today that there is such an urgency for us to be able to capture the very essence of our beginning. That when we capture the essence of our beginning, we can begin to walk out how we begun. Does that make sense? We begin to walk out his beginning in our life. I want you to go to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Hopefully we'll be able to get through most of this. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. Do you not know, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? He said, are you not aware of this? If you're not aware of this, you need to be aware of it. Be aware of what again? That we have been. Everybody say, have been. If we're born again, we have been baptized into Christ Jesus and baptized into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death. In order, so we died with him. Everybody say, we died with him. We were buried with him. And we were raised with him. That's the beginning. That's how we started our union with Christ. Our union with Christ was not that we were birthed. Our first union with Christ was we died. We died, we were buried, and raised up with him. He goes on and he says, in order that Christ was raised from the, just like Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. See, that's where the life comes in, to walk in the newness of life. It didn't start with newness of life. It started with death. You died with him on the cross, in him, with him. You were buried with him, and you were raised with him to a new life. Now, elementary, but there are so many Christians, so many people that do not capture the very beginning of how it all started. And my Bible tells me that this is how it started. For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. So if you've died with him, you've buried with him, and also he said, just like he raised, he said, the likeness of you being raised up. Now, he's not talking about us physically dying. Well, what's he talking about? We're going to get there. Verse 6, here it is. Knowing this. This word knowing is the same word that we've been talking about. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. Once you know, that word know means to become one. Not know about, but become what the truth is saying. Becoming one. And that's what he said. He said, knowing, becoming one with this. With what? That our old self, our old nature. Now he begins to explain what he just got through saying. This is Paul said. He begins to explain that you need to become one with this. This is your revelation that you need to have with how we started. We had started in my old nature dying with Christ, in Christ, being buried, and being raised up with a new nature. So both natures cannot live together. One has to die for the other one to come. When Jesus looks at you, he does not look at your old nature. Come on now. He does not look at your old nature. Why is that? His son has already taken care of that. So when Jesus looks at you, he sees the new nature. He sees the new creation. He sees the new person walking in the very provision that he provided. Are y'all with me? It's not that difficult. It only takes faith. You can't reason this out. You can't work this out with human effort. It's not possible. You have to believe. You have to become one with the truth that he's telling. The truth that he's telling is your old nature died in Christ, with Christ. That's what he said. Old nature, old self was crucified with him. Paul said, what? I am what? Crucified with Christ, what? Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ lives in me. What did he first say? I'm crucified with Christ. Paul caught the revelation. Paul caught the essence of his beginning. The essence of mine and your beginning is our old nature being dead. Now that is good news. Why is that good news? Well, it says this. The old nature, the old self was crucified with him that our body of sin might be done away with. Now, nice words, but in the Greek, that body of sin, he's talking about the power of sin, the very control of sin. He said that the power of sin, the master of sin, might be done away with. And that word done away with means destroyed. Use this word, irreparable. See, God is not looking at you and I trying to fix up our old nature. We try to give it CPR. Come on, I got to have my way. You know, you can't give it CPR. It is destroyed. It's shattered. It's been removed from you. What's been removed? The very power over you to sin. The very power of sin is gone. You can't say, well, I just have to. No, you choose to. You don't have to. You choose to. And we're going to get it, because if we capture this, we'll be able to walk out our newness of life. If we don't capture this, we will not walk out the newness of our life. We will struggle and strive with our relationship with God and our relationship with one another all the way through our Christian life, because we haven't realized the very nature and the power of sin is gone out of my life. Completely. Completely. Can't be rebuilt. It's over. It's gone. And he goes on and says that we will no longer, he said, it's completely destroyed, and we shall no longer be slaves to sin. No longer, tell your neighbor, no longer slaves to sin. What does that mean? No longer means it's not there. We're no longer slaves to sin. Now, we got to have faith to believe and know what God says is true. That's the reason I remember telling you, you've heard me say this before, telling some, I was with about four or five pastors, and they said, one guy said, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. You know, and every one of them agreed, yeah. And I looked down and I said, I'm not. And I said, what do you mean you're not? I said, I'm not an old sinner that got saved by grace. I used to be an old sinner. I'm no longer that. What are you? I said, I'm a saint. Does that mean that you do everything right? I said, absolutely not. That means that's who I am, not what I do. But that's who I am. Why? I have his righteousness. I have his holiness. All right, let's just go on. No longer slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. He who has what? Died is freed from sin. So we need to walk go around saying, yep, yeah, I'm a dead man. Why am I a dead man? I'm free from sin. I know you don't believe that. You need to believe that. He said, no, if you've died, do we die in Christ? Then you're freed from the power of sin. You're free from the nature of sin. You're free from it. That's how it all began. We begin our union with Christ by dying with him. Ooh. See, it's, so true freedom is dead to the power of sin. Dead to the power of sin. You may say, well, I still don't do everything right. I've got your answer. And it's going to clear a lot of things up for you. Are you ready? Come on now. Are y'all ready? It's going to clear some things up for you. See, we died with him, we was buried with him, we was raised with him. And Ephesians says that we are seated. Seated. That word seated means you have been placed. I didn't place myself. Jesus placed me and seated me in the heavenlies with him. With him. Not seated in heaven without him. With him. Do you believe the word of God?
Yes.
That's where you are. Born again, you're seated in heaven with him. With Christ. Not just seated in heaven by itself. No, you're seated with Christ in heaven. In the heavenlies. Capture this, church. Let this be a fresh revelation for you because we really, really, really need it. Really need it. All right, so help me out with this other stuff. Well, there's two words for sin. One is used here in Romans 6. He said that the body of sin, that word sin, is a noun, not a verb. It's a noun. And it's hamartia, Greek. Like I know Greek. I'm slaughtering it with Southern dialect. Hamartia. Hamartia, that's a noun. What is that saying? That's who you are. Let me tell you this. Adam sinned, but Adam became sin. How so? Not only did he bite the fruit, willfully disobeying what God said, but here's the thing that began to happen in Adam. Because he disobeyed God, he bit the fruit that God said, do not eat. Don't eat of that fruit. But not only that, but what did he do? What else did he do? He blamed his wife. Come on, men. Come on. What'd he say? It was that woman you gave me. So who did he blame? Who did he blame? He blamed the woman, but the depth of his blame was where? On God. He became something that was foreign to what God made. Y'all with me? Noun, hamartia. So let's look at this. The old self was crucified with him that the body of sin, the body of who you are, the power, that's who you were. Your old nature, that's who you were. How did we get there? Through Adam. We all became sinners. Therefore, we were practicing what? Sin. There's the other word for sin. It's a verb. So the first word of sin, it means an inward condition and a governing power. So something was governing Adam. It was a sin nature because he had yielded to it. He did the act, but then he yielded more to it and started becoming mad at God. They actually went out and sowed leaves together because they realized what? They were naked. They didn't have clothes on. God even said, who told you that? Didn't nobody tell them. What? It was a sin nature. Said, we've got to hide. We've got to sow these leaves. Sin nature is the nature of sin. The power of sin, the control of sin, that he said, you don't have anymore. You don't have it anymore. The Bible says it's broken. When you said yes to Jesus, if you said yes to Jesus, you said, I want you in my life. Take everything about me. You entered into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. What does that mean? That means that Jesus' experience has now become my spiritual history. Jesus' experience on the cross and death, burial, and resurrection has now become my spiritual history. Terry Howell's spiritual history. Terry Howell's spiritual history is that I died in Christ. Sin doesn't have power over me anymore. I buried with him and I was raised with him and I was given a brand new nature because the old nature is destroyed and gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it impacts my future and my present. But see, this other word, sin, is hamartona. Hamartona, which is behavior. What you do. In Romans, Paul said the noun, who you are, 39 times. This is one of them. 39 times, who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. And that died with Christ. 6 times, he talked about their behavior. Is there a difference? Absolutely. Absolutely, there's a difference. One is my nature. The other one is my behavior. If we capture this, our walk in righteousness is going to explode more so. Because we'll see that we are not under the power of sin. And we do not have the old nature, the old sinful nature, the old man. It's dead. Jesus took care of it for us. Jesus took care of it for us. Destroyed, disengaged, and separated from us. But the new nature has been imparted to us. Well, why did I not, as soon as I was born again, as soon as I got the new creation, why did I not start living perfectly? Good question. You want to know the reason? Our soul still needs to be cleaned and walked in newness of life. See, living in sin in an old nature creates habits, creates patterns. Yes or no? Absolutely. Creates habits and patterns. So he's taking care of the problem. Because Adam ate the fruit, that's an action. Because he ate the fruit was not the problem. It was an action that God didn't want him to do. It's what Adam became. That was the problem. Blaming his wife. Blaming God. Trying to hide. Why? That's in him. The new nature, the old nature was developed inside him. And then because of Adam, everybody that's born from Adam on has now got that old nature. And Jesus said, then when God saw time, he sent his son, and his son died, crucified. That's the reason Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I that's living, but Christ who's living in me. One is inward, gone. Paul says it 39 times. And we read sin and we'll think it's like behavior. He ain't talking about behavior. He's talking about who you are, or who you were. Makes a huge difference in the Greek when you begin to study it out. Totally in the Bible, 173 times was about the old nature. Only 43 times was about behavior. Using that word, sins, behavior. All right, is everybody clear? Are you captured? It may be difficult. It may be, wow. Somebody may say, okay, son, I did it. So we can just keep on verbing sin. We can keep on doing sin. God forbid. How can we that are dead to sin live any longer in its habits, in its patterns? You got it? Dead to sin. So how can you continue to live in its patterns? So what is God doing when he looks at us? But see, let me tell you something else. Not only that, but this is what amazes me. A lot of it just amazes me, but this amazes me. Not only did he take care of this, it's already taken care of, took care of by Jesus. We entered into it by our belief and by our acceptance and saying yes to Jesus. But what about the rest of it? I'll tell you the rest of it. Here it is. He gave you the precious, powerful, Holy Spirit. He put part of the Godhead. Listen to me. God is so passionate about us becoming like Christ and us beginning to leave these old patterns and leave these old habits and leave these old things because we're not under their control anymore. But we have this soulish thing that, we still got this going on. Still got this, I want to do this. Well, it's because you want to. It's not because you have to. But he gave us Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Why is that? He becomes our personal comforter. He becomes our personal teacher. He becomes our personal trainer. He becomes our personal guide. Just for you. Just say, just for me. Just for me. He said, I'm going to give you a whole part of the Godhead to live inside you so you can conquer and overcome the bad habits that you're completely free of. That's the reason the Holy Spirit is just so important to us. That's the reason we have these checks and balances. You know, all of a sudden you're about to do something, you have this check. Why is that there? It's a check from the presence of God saying, I want you to do that. And we can choose to disobey, or we can choose to surrender. See, what is God dealing? What is he doing with us when he looks at us? He don't look at sin. He don't see sin nature because it don't exist to him. That sin nature don't exist to God. It's gone. It's over. So what is he doing when he looks at you and I, and he knows the Spirit of Christ is inside you? He is developing a true identity of who we are in the new nature. That's what he's doing. The reason we still have these habits and things going on is because we have not identified in that habit that who we are. No, we've continued this habit because that's all the soul knows. But the Spirit has been born again. There's no darkness in your spirit. None. It's completely alive. Matter of fact, it used to be dead. Your spirit used to be dead until Christ quickened it. The word quickened means made it alive. He quickened our spirit with his presence. I'm praying, God, let them get this. Let them get this. See, the principle of the cross is on our being. And then Christ, God looks at us and he's given us the very power that raised Jesus up from the dead is now living inside me. And he is leading me every the step of the way. And if I do not learn how to fellowship with the Spirit of God, I will not walk out through my habits and through my patterns that I've had before. I will not be able to walk it out. And we will, listen to this, we will grieve the Spirit of God for not obeying him, not following him. We'll bring grief. And if you're truly born again, if the Holy Spirit is grieved inside you, you too will be grieved. Are you hearing me? Okay. A whole new reality. Oh, this is page 1 of 5, so that's okay. See, the Christian life does not start with us automatically living. The Christian life starts with us dying. And listen to this. Paul says this, I die every day. What is he talking about? He didn't physically die. What was he saying? He said, I die every day. When the Holy Spirit brings something, I die. See, he convicts the world of sin. He convicts the believer of righteousness. He'll convince you of right. He won't convince you of sin. He'll convince you of righteousness. Let me show you a better way of doing that, Terry. Let me show you God's way of doing that instead of your way. Let's do it Yahweh's way. I know I'm taking some time to do. Listen to Romans. See, that's the reason the enemy fights so hard for us to not come into the fullness of Christ. What does that mean? The fullness of Christ. What does that mean? It means the fullness of becoming full of his identity. Show me your face. He said the fullness of Christ until you become complete stature. What does that mean? I'm already sitting with him. That's true. Already sitting with him. My spiritual condition is right there. But I've not went to heaven yet with a new body through death. But what am I doing? I'm bringing heaven on the earth. Why? Because the very presence of God, Holy Spirit, is living in me, teaching me, guiding me, and comforting me. You know why I need comfort? It's usually not because I'm sad. I'm comforted because I missed the mark. I did an action that really wasn't God. And he'll comfort me in that. Okay. Romans 6. Get this. Well, let me do Romans 5. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin, noun. By one man, Adam. By one man, sin, noun, entered into the world. His nature, the old man nature, entered into the world by Adam. Nature, not action. Nature. Entered into the world and death by sin, by the old nature. Death came through the old nature, and it was passed on to all men. Why? For all men have sinned. Verb. Makes complete sense to me. Why? He said, why is that old nature given to me? Because death passed to it, and not only that, but we because of the old nature, we are actually creating actions that are sinful. So that's how it came. Listen to Romans chapter 6. For sin, noun, for the power and the dominion of sin shall not have dominion over you. Can't have dominion over you. Can't do it. Won't do it. Impossible. It'll not have dominion over you. Why? Why is that? Tell me. Somebody tell me why. Come on. It died. It was destroyed. My old nature was destroyed. He said, it won't have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but you're under grace. What then? Shall we sin? Verb. Okay, it's been taken care of. Shall we go on to sinning? Mm-mm. So what have we got to do? We got to let him develop our true identity in who he is, and our actions will follow. Okay. Because you are not under the law, but you're under grace. Well, I got you through the introduction. He says, thanks be to God. Though you were slaves to sin, but through the obedience of your heart and the form of teaching that you were committed to, it's in Romans 6, and having been freed, delivered from sin, now, you have now become slaves of righteousness. A slave of righteousness, of right doing. He goes on and he says, when you were slaves to sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. That I'll say this and then I'll close. You were free from righteousness. What does that mean? It means there was no restraint of righteousness. There was no persuasion of righteousness in regard to you. No restraint, no persuasion, and no tension. You just had loose living, and it was fine. No restraint. What does that tell me? That tells me that if he's given me his righteousness, there is restraint inside me about not doing bad. There's a restraint. Righteousness is a tension inside me, moving me to do what the Lord wants. He goes on, I'll finish with this one. He says, you've been freed from sin and you've been enslaved to God, and he resulted in bringing the fruit of sanctification. And then he goes on, listen to this verse. For the wages of sin is death. Which one do you think that is? Noun or a verb? Nobody wants to take a chance. It's a noun. He didn't talk about the wages of your actions. He didn't say that. The wages of having a sinful nature is death. The wages, he said, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Amen? Amen. Did you learn anything today? Stand to your feet. We'll sit back down. We have a couple of announcements, Father, thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the teaching of your word that sets us on the right foot and not the wrong foot. Continue to guide us into more identity in you. Continue to allow us to follow your Holy Spirit in becoming like Jesus Christ. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. If you do not know, you can be seated. If you do not know him, dude, come here and say, just stand up. If you do not know Jesus, you go see this man right after church. And he's going to introduce him to you if you don't know him. Okay? All right. God bless y'all.
The Lord. What an awesome word. Amen. Yes. Amen. I'll tell you, that was some good eating. Thank you, Pastor Terry, for allowing God to use you to deliver us the revelation. And it was great. Great. Amen. All right. For announcements, we have new Sunday schools start next Sunday, which will be taught by Pastor Terry Wilson, Steel Waters. And also, we will have a young mother's class back here in the foyer in the Sunday school room back there for the mothers. Will be taught by Sister Faye Mitchell. So those are the new classes that are starting, and please be aware of that, okay? And please check the screen, the slides that are going on, and keep up to date with what's going on in the house here, okay? We have Jim Barrett has one, and then we're going to show a picture of the conference. How many remember the conference our youth is at this week? They down being fed down there, so we have some slides from them right after the gym, okay?
Just want to take a minute. Once my son's cancer journey was announced, a lot of y'all have been praying for him, and a lot have asked for an update. He's two-thirds of the way through. All his treatments, the chemo, radiation, and all is done. He's in a rest period for about a month, and then he'll have the surgery. His journey's not over, but I want you to know God answers prayers. Y'all been praying for somebody that you don't know, but he still answers. And don't quit praying. He's not done yet.
Don't quit praying. Amen. All right. Do we have those slides? This is our youth, and this is where they're at this weekend. All right. 30 of them. Wow. Have mercy on Austin. All right. Continue to pray for our youth, and we just thank God for them. How many birthdays do we have in June? Anybody had a June birthday? If you would, stand, please. And we're going to close out. Father, we thank you for our time together today. Thank you for celebrating with these that had a birthday this in June, Father. And God, as we bless them, as we sing, happy birthday. Okay, Pastor Charlie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Have a blessed week. And our visitors, Pastor Terry, will meet you at the back. Thank God for you. Amen. Have a blessed week.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.